Saturday morning, how are you? This is Trina Mara and we've got J-Lo on the line. Not Jennifer Lopez, not Johnny Logan, but John Lowe. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Trina. Actually, I have a photograph of myself and the lovely lady, Jennifer Lopez.
You don't.
She's full of wax. So there. It was done over in Madame Tussauds.
So not really the real thing, but close enough. Close enough, yeah. So listen, the book Money Doctors 2021 coming out very soon. This is the 16th edition of this. I think there isn't a household in Ireland that don't have a copy of this book from some point over the years. Isn't it gas?
Well, it's actually, this one is a little bit different because I'm publishing it, Trina, for the first time myself. And I can tell you, I can only write a book on that in itself because I'm distributing it myself. I'm doing all the marketing, all the various things that are involved. And believe it or not, I'm learning new things like an FSDU, probably don't know what that is, which is a freestanding display unit. And I've organized and produced about 100 of them. Tesco, Dunn Stores, Super Value, and some credit unions will actually have these FSDUs. They take about 25 books each.
Okay.
And it's all branded, you know, and it'll say at the top, time to get your finances sorted, ? And underneath it, let the experts help you.
Yeah. Oh, you have to become an expert in everything, don't you, when you're doing it yourself. So let's cut to the chase, John, as I say. This book is going to be very relevant for a lot of people because I know you deal with COVID-19 in this. And this year, I suppose, it just threw everyone. Nobody had a clue back in January or February that their finances were going to be so impacted this year. So they may have ended up on the PUP payment or the EWSS payment, which is where you were still working, but your employer was getting help in that. And as we heard, we haven't been paying tax on that. So where do we stand, or should we be worried that we're going to get a big tax bill?
What may happen, that these payments didn't start, Trina, until probably the end of March, which meant that you had the first 3 months you were being paid normally. Now, so that is adding to your annual income. So then you row in these payments, these PUP payments or the EWSS or the TWSS as they were originally, and they weren't taxed. So it means that if you, by the end of the year, you've got over the limit where, you know, you're actually due to pay tax back. And we're talking like, you know, not only income tax, but we're talking about PRSI. We're talking about universal social charge. You know, over 13,000, for instance, you're eligible to pay universal social charge on the whole lot, and 4% as well for the PRSI for most people. So it can be a significant amount if you haven't put that money away. Some employers, I mean, they deducted a certain amount to make up for that, and that won't hurt then the employees who have been paid that way. But it may come as a little bit of a surprise, you know, in the middle of next year when these payments suddenly stop.
And what happens then? Do you get an actual bill out, or do they take it out of your tax credits?
You'll be contacted by revenue. And
can't wait.
What they're also saying, by the way, is that they're already at this stage have made kind of some arrangements that you might be able to put that deficit over a 4-year period on against your taxes. So that will help a lot of people who can't afford to pay a lump sum that they may have to pay, no matter how small it is. And there's no point in going and getting another loan. I say that's just one area of the book that it's going to deal with, is the COVID payments, the facts and the tax, and also when they were actually brought in to play, like exact dates, like when the EWSS started. We've had ups and downs, like the payments went down to €203, those PUP payments, and they went back up again to 350. So you'll want to yourself know when precisely these dates were. That book has it.
Okay, yeah. Because very few people understand. A lot of people have been in receipt of these payments, but very few actually understand what it means at the end of the year for them and that. So it's good to get that knowledge. Now, you also deal with mortgages for first-time borrowers. This year, because of the way things have gone, it'll be more difficult for people to get a mortgage for the first time, will it?
Well, yes and no. Yes, in the sense that the COVID payments, they basically stopped everything. Virtually no lender would actually approve a loan based on the fact that you were receiving these COVID payments, PUP payments, or the EWSS. That's kind of now coming to a close. Also, don't forget, for first-time buyers, there was the Help to Buy scheme, which is still a brilliant scheme. This went up in the middle of the year with a July stimulus. It went up to 30,000 for first-time buyers. So you could buy a property, Trina, in Bettystown, which is not that far from Dublin, for 299,000. And the government gave you 30,000, 10% up front. So you didn't have to put your hands in your pocket for that deposit. The only thing you had to pay for stamp duty at 1% and your legal fees. That's it.
Okay.
Maybe a valuation fee of about 130. Yeah. But so you've got minimal amount. In other words, you could go and buy your three-bedroom semi-detached house in a place like Bettystown, and you've got the 10% deposit paid for by the government.
That's funny the way that works, John, because, you know, they say that you have to show that you can save, and that's the reason for the deposit. And yet, there you go, you can be handed this 30 grand,
well,
and that's acceptable.
Well, it has to be a new house, number one, okay? Mm. That's the first thing. It has to be a new house, so you can't have a second-hand property. And the second thing is that that 270,000, let's not be afraid to mince our words, that you still need to show about 78,000 of an income between you to warrant a 270,000 mortgage.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have to show savings, so, though?
No. Well, theoretically, because the mortgage itself, that mortgage could work out around about over a 35-year period, if you're young enough to be able to get a 35-year period, could work out at around about roughly about 950,000 euros, say, a month.
Mm.
So, I mean, which, you know, if you are not able to save 1,000 euros a month, say you're both living at home and you're having a great time, wherever you're having a great time now, because with the COVID, nobody was going anywhere or spending any money.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you weren't able to save 1,000 euros a month, yes, that would affect your ability to get approval. So you really do have to have some kind of a saving record that you are putting money away, at least enough to be able to afford a mortgage.
Okay, yeah, makes sense. Another area that you deal with, I love this one, 100 ways to save cash. Give me five off the top of your head. I need all the help I can get.
Well, I mean, you could, I don't know, maybe in your case, you're leaving money in your current account. Well, you could be putting that even in, if you're getting into a regular saver account, you're getting 1%. You could even, I know one person who was made redundant and he had a 40,000 redundancy lump sum. He stuck it in last June into prize bonds. And of course, the thing about prize bonds is you can't touch it for the first 3 months. So that means he wasn't doing anything with his money. Secondly, you get no interest on it. But you then, after 3 months, have to give 7 days notice. But he knew that he was in the draw from day one. After 1 week, Trina, he won 1 million.
Stop.
He won 1 million euros and he had only had 40,000 in a prize bond. He was one of the lucky ones. But, you know, again, there's a whole raft of ways to save cash, not just from a financial basis. I mean, the financial basis, if you look at your insurance, your car insurance, and you got a renewal sometime in the last 12 months, did you go and get a second quote? Did you go and get maybe two or three quotes and make sure that you were getting value? Because it's all about getting value.
I think what, you know, I've copped on to, John, is the fact that we no longer need two cars in the family. We need to maybe reduce down, because you can realise that during COVID, can't you, that you go, why do we actually have two cars?
Absolutely. Tax, insurance, petrol, the whole lot. You're absolutely right. It's about getting value. It's about making sure that, you know, one guy came in to me a few months back and he said he had to have three lattes a day. I said, do you know how much three lattes a day is going to cost you? Mm. He said, I don't care. He said, as he was shaking his hands. I said, well, it's going to cost you net 2,000 euros a year. And for you to earn that, you've got to earn 4,000 in order to guzzle coffee for a year. Now, some stage in the future, you're going to have a choice to make when it comes to changing a bedroom into a nursery where it's going to cost 4,000, or you guzzle coffee for the next year.
You might need the coffee if you're getting a nursery. You need all the coffee you can get.
Yes, I suppose. Yeah. But anyway, the thing is that it just makes you more aware. So as I said to that guy, I said, I'm not going to try and stop you from drinking coffee. I said, what is important is that you're aware of it so that you know precisely where your money's going. And, you know, in January as well, Trina, this is the time to actually do a budget planner and do it on a spreadsheet. I have a free spreadsheet. Any of you or your listeners want to write to me, jlo@moneydoctors.ie, I'll send you a free spreadsheet where you can actually work out yourself how much it costs you to run your life on a monthly basis. And once you put all that expenditure down, you just have to ask yourself two questions. One, do I need it? Two, is there a better or cheaper alternative? And that is the first realization that this is how I'm going to spend my life, you know, making sure that I'm getting value, that, you know, I'm not spending recklessly, and that if I have to save, it's for a purpose.
Is the book quite reader friendly, or do you need to be good at maths or finances to understand it?
You know, I like to think it's not only is it user friendly. Unfortunately, last year I lost an endorsement, and the endorsement was from Gay Byrne, and he actually, it was a fantastic endorsement that he had. He said this is a very user friendly book and easy to dip in and out of when you need specific things. Unfortunately, he's gone from this year. Brendan O'Carroll has replaced him as an endorsement, and I've got Pat Kenny and Joe Duffy on the front. Readable, reliable, accessible. This is one doctor that will save you money. That's what Joe said anyway.
Okay.
So it is a readable book. It is, because I mean, I like to read it as if I'm half stupid for a start, and therefore if it makes sense to me, I'm sure it'll make sense to the reader.
Okay. John Lowe, Money Doctors 2021. It's not out this side of Christmas.
It's out on the 4th of January.
4th of January.
$12.99 is the retail price, but you'll find most retailers are going to be giving discounts on that price. It's actually, you'll get it for 10 euros or maybe even less. Certainly, it's got everything you want in terms of being able to find your solution to your financial issues.
Okay. And does it have the yellow cover, John?
The big yellow book, exactly.
Yeah. You can't miss. Book, yeah. I'm telling you, it's in everybody's house. I've seen it so many times. Thanks so much, John. So, John Lowe
Trina,
there.
Thank you so much indeed. Thank
no
you very
problem
much
at all. Have a lovely Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you.
You too. Thanks a million. John Lowe there from Money Doctors 2021. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.